shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. It's Friday and a wonderful day to be blessed. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Remember, Fridays are for healing as we connect with the prevailing power of the Holy Spirit, our ever faithful partner. God Almighty, Jehovah Rapha, will bring healing to all who trust in Him today, in Jesus' name. We thank God for all the wonderful testimonies coming from the Friday episodes dedicated for healing. It can only be God doing it. Get a bottle or sachet of water, and of course, faith item, which will be prayed on in the course of the message. Today, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13. Bible says, on a Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Hallelujah. Child of God, when we read through the book of Matthew to John, we learn many things about Jesus, his nature and power. We see Jesus healing the sick. He had compassion on the afflicted, those tormented by sickness and evil spirits, and he would heal and deliver them all. These stories from the gospel leave us with an undeniable truth that God is a God of compassion whose desire is to destroy all pain and suffering on earth. Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Child of God, Jesus ministered in diverse ways. For some he touched, for some he spoke, some he looked at, for some he commanded, and in special situations, a touch of faith helped so many. I do not know how God will do yours, but I know as we pray, if you believe, Jesus will touch you, whether it's sickness, fibroid, whatever the case may be. The name of Jesus is powerful. He wants to straighten out your life. He wants to give you a life that honors Him. Hallelujah. Before we go on, I need you to say this with me. Say it loud and very clear. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender all. Forgive me all my sins, trespasses. Help me to see you always. Write my name in the book of life. I reject Satan and all evil works. Holy Spirit, heal me and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Child of God, if you have made that confession, I congratulate you. It's one of the greatest things you can ever do. Today I ask of you to believe as we pray, and the Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses in the name of Jesus. I declare as it is written, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil disease of Egypt which you know upon you, but will lay them upon all of them that hate you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command every yoke of sicknesses and diseases in any life listening to be broken and destroyed forever in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit roast to ashes evil imaginations, witchcraft fashioned against you in Jesus' name. Altars of darkness that have vowed to press down your glory, let them scatter to nothing in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as you connect by faith. If your case is marital, health, children, fibroid, blood-related issues, however it may be, receive the touch of God in Jesus' name. I declare that the water and faith items become sanctified with the blood of Jesus. As you use the water, by faith, the river of living water, the Holy Spirit, will consume it and root out any stranger in your body in the name of Jesus. Healing is your portion. Wholeness is your portion. Your joy will be full in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, your case is settled. I dip all prayer requests sent into the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of healing and solution come upon them all in the name of Jesus. Before we round up the podcast, it's happy birthday to those born on this date in history, and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. God bless you greatly in Jesus' name. Please keep sharing the podcast. As you do so, many are being touched and blessed. Somebody somewhere is in need of this word today. Thanks for all support in keeping the podcast across many platforms around the world. I am grateful, and God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.